Earlier this week, Garfield County joined dozens of other Colorado counties in opposing the Red Flag Bill, which Governor Polis is expected to sign into law soon. It allows for family members or law enforcement to petition judges to remove guns from people deemed a threat to themselves or others. What some see as a constitutional violation, others see as a life-saving measure. Garfield County became a Second Amendment preservation county on Monday. The crowd gathered in Glenwood Springs applauded the commissioners not once, not twice, but three times in a matter of minutes. It was a room passionately opposed to the Red Flag Bill.
I don't think it's constitutional.
Commissioner Tom Jankowski says the bill infringes on the constitutional right to bear arms. He says it purports to address mental health issues when, in reality, it does nothing to curb the high suicide rates or provide more access to treatment, which are very serious problems, he says.
Mental health is underfunded, let's put it that way.
But Jankowski says removing guns doesn't solve the problem. In their resolution, the county commissioners state they won't pay for the red flag law to be enforced. The county sheriff, Lou Valerio, says if he needs to hire more deputies or confiscates so many guns that he needs additional storage...
That's where the resolution says, no, we're not going to approve that.
Valerio himself is an outspoken critic of the bill. He says it violates due process. A person might not know their guns are being taken away until a police officer knocks on their door. And it's on that person whose guns have been removed to prove to a judge they deserve them back.
What happened to innocent until proven guilty? This really lends to you're guilty until you can prove you're innocent.
And he says it's unclear the law will actually save lives.
Comments have been made about it will prevent suicides. I don't believe that for a minute.
Mental health professionals point to research that suggests otherwise. Does limiting people's access to firearms prevent suicide?
Yes, it does.
Jackie Skramstad is the clinical operations manager for Mind Springs Health, a nonprofit community health center with offices throughout Northwest Colorado. She says temporarily limiting access to what she calls lethal means, whether that's pills or guns, decreases rates of suicide. Dying by suicide is often an impulsive choice.
And when you have something like a firearm right there, there is no room to change your mind in 5 minutes.
Skramstad says most suicides involve firearms. If someone is thinking about shooting themselves and their access to guns is taken away, research suggests they don't try and find another way of killing themselves.
They will be less likely to go find other means.
Sheriff Valerio questions if it's the government's job to remove guns, even if people are suicidal. He says mental health issues need to be addressed long before a crisis.
We all want to get ahead of the game, get people the mental health they need before they do something dangerous, violent, deadly, before they commit a crime, before they wind up in jail. But this bill doesn't do anything for that.
Despite his opposition to the red flag bill, he says he'll still enforce it, which isn't the case with all Colorado sheriffs. At least one has pledged he'll go to jail before enforcing it.
I don't, at this point, have a desire to challenge that order or defy that order.
Once Governor Jared Polis signs the bill, Colorado will join 13 other states with similar laws. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.